Hey guys, how you doing? It's been an incredibly exciting time since I was introduced just a few weeks ago. And that time, having the partnership with Thomas has been everything that I hoped it would be. So as we got started, it was now time to go through the process of evaluating the roster. And being here is the next part of that process, being here in Indy and getting a chance to go and look at these guys to see who would have the stuff to be a part of that. In my opening press conference, I talked about playing fast and physical. And as we get started this week, those are the things that we're looking for, the guys who can compete, the guys who can finish. And as I'm starting here into this process, I'm so fired up to be here at this combine and watch these guys and see who has the stuff that we're looking for. So with that, I'll open it up to some questions as we get started.
Yeah, Coach Dan, would you talk about that evaluation and where you all at? Could you update us on that process?
Sure. The biggest part was getting to learn the players here. And so that process with Thomas and I, just let's put the tape on and go watch the guys as we're going through it. So after that, then it was on here to get ready for this part, you know, both in free agency and in the draft. So it's been a big process, but it's been one going through it with Thomas. It's been exciting. Let's go watch tape together. And getting to learn the guys has been the biggest part for me.
What do you see specifically from the guys maybe that are headed to free agency and the guys on your roster in terms of pass rush ability and how much that needs to be enhanced?
Yeah, you guys know me in terms of affecting the quarterback. It's one of the things that's near and dear to me. So there's a number of guys on here I cannot wait to work with that's already on the roster and continue to develop and push those guys. And then as we go through the combine and through free agency, now let's get a vision of who else could be a part of this team and add to that. So when you look at a guy, you're trying to see and picture the things that he can do. And so that's what I saw with the guys on the current roster, and I was fired up about them. And then as we add into it, whether it's draft or free agency, all the unique stuff that a guy has, how can we use them and feature them?
Anybody in particular really jump out at you when you were watching on film?
You know, not necessarily one person in specific. It's just when you first watch, you say, okay, these are some things that we can get better with a number of the guys. So that's where I'm so excited to get started. You know, it was a big factor. I saw, you know, how closely connected that John and Pete are. And so if I had the opportunity, I wanted to make sure I could have a partnership with a guy that I just wanted to align with and all the personnel decisions, do it together. So when Thomas and I first met, it was one of those times when you instantly connect with somebody and know, okay, this would work. This is what I'm looking for. So and then now that we've started, you know, over the last few weeks, we've been, lockstep together. Just about the line between his office and mine, the carpet's been wore out for sure. No, when we found out that he was available, you know, to be a part of it is when we reached out to him. And I think that one of the things that's so unique about it, he does a great job of tackling. He's got great balance in the way he can run it and pass it. So when I went through the process last year, he was one of the guys that I was connected with if an opportunity had happened. So I was so fortunate this year when he was available that we could connect again. So, yeah, thrilled to have him here. Yeah, Raheem is a really unique guy. So I actually coached him in college, and so that's where our relationship began. And we've remained close ever since that time. He is a unbelievably terrific teacher. He's one of the very best coaches I've seen on the grass. And really, as an assistant coach, that's where you make your mark. How far can you develop the guys and push them and drill them to get them right? So for me to have the opportunity to have him here with us, I couldn't be more thrilled. Correct. So he's going to help support Richard and as well as Marquand in every way that he can. We had a similar structure. Rocky Seto worked as a pass game coordinator in Seattle, and he'll be in charge of specific situations, Ra will, with third down and 2 minute and a number of different areas. But I'm absolutely thrilled that he's here. He's such a unique guy. And for that to connect and happen, it fired me up. Yeah, my first impression of him, you feel the quickness. So in our outside zone scheme, I thought this is tailor-made for a guy who can really explode off the edge. I love this guy's competitive spirit. I remember it all the way back and just from him coming out of Florida State, the mindset, the attitude that he brings. So high hopes for him, and I can't wait to get started with him. That's where the scheme will start. And then from there, how well can we learn the guys to feature them and put them in the very best spot for them. So that's what the process is right now, to get to learn these guys as well as we can to put them in the spots. It's not really what we play, but how we play it, the attitude, the style. So that's one of the things I can't wait to connect with these guys. But from a scheme-based standpoint, that's where we'd like to start, yes. You know, that's, I don't know if there's anyone like Michael Bennett. He's such a unique guy and one I'll always be close with. But that kind of versatility is really what we're looking for. Here's a DN who can also play defensive tackle. We're looking for linebackers who can add as pass rushers, defensive tackles, you know, who can move inside to play nose. That type of versatility is really valuable, and we're going to push that in every way we can. There's going to be corners who play nickel. There's going to be safeties. Can they go down to play outside? So all the guys, we're going to try and find out what type of versatility they have, and let's try and feature them in every way that we can. Yeah, he's a terrific player, and so I've known him, you know, all the way through coming up. And he is that kind of versatility player where he can play on his feet, he can play down, he plays inside, outside, and I know that's the way, you know, they tried to feature him there.
How did that recruiting process with Fowler, I mean, does that inform your evaluation specifically now? And more broadly, how does that, having been a recruiter in college, how does that inform your draft process?
Well, I think one of the fun parts about whether it's recruiting or going through the draft process, when you look at a player and you want to find out what that vision of that player he can become, and sometimes the players don't even know that, like how good you can become, they don't even know. And so it's our job to pull it out of them and draw it out of them. So it's very rewarding for me to see that Dante's turned out to be the player that we thought maybe he would have been, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, and now it's up to him to continue and take the next step and develop. But it's one of the very, you know, most fun parts in coaching is finding guys, see what they can become, and then have them, you know, play out right in front of you. It's a blast. You know, I've seen it, you know, firsthand my first time in Seattle with the two safeties, with Earl and with Cam, from where they were their first year to what they've become, and that vision for what they could become, it's been awesome. Terry has been a terrific coach in the league for a long time, so when I knew that we'd have an opportunity possibly to connect and work together, it was, you know, one of the very first guys I wanted to reach out to. Lots of respect, lots of regard for what he does, how he does it, and, yeah, he's a huge part of what we're doing moving forward.
Have you talked to Matt Ryan at all about him? He's had a couple of different quarterbacks coaches in his career. There hasn't been a whole lot of stability there. Just any thoughts on him working with another coach?
You know, I haven't talked to him about that specifically, but what I have talked to about him is just you feel that challenge that he has, and he wants to be great, and he wants to push, and he wants to keep getting better and better and find that edge. So those are the things that most fire me up about him. You can feel that in your conversations right off the bat from him. So I couldn't be more fired up to partner up with Matt as well.
Yeah, so last 10 years we've heard a lot about the size of the defensive backs in Seattle.
Sure. Yeah, they absolutely fit. And the first part of the makeup is competitiveness. And so that's where Robert and both Dez totally have it, you know, where they can step and kick and get their hands on guys, stay on top. But that mindset and that attitude to keep playing down after down. At corner, it's a special spot. We love guys who have length, and when they do, we know how to feature them in that way where they can play on the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, but both those two guys, they certainly fit into the profile, and you know, we can't wait to get started with them. I think it's really important, that versatility, because oftentimes your nickel defense may play as many as 500, 550 snaps in a year of your 1,000 or 1,100 snaps. So when you have guys that have the ability to play both on first and second down and then kick down to play another position on third down, that kind of versatility just adds all this value to your team. And so all the uniqueness, guys like Mike, guys, you can play outside, inside, you know, in Seattle, Jeremy Lane was in that way. So that's kind of my process now, finding all the unique guys on the team now. Who else can we add to it? And let's find all the things that they do well, and let's try to feature them.
And what have you learned personally the last 17 days?
Lots have changed, but one of the real, you know, things I wanted to make sure, hey, stay true to yourself in terms of the attitude and the style of what you want to do. So, that part's been great. It's been an absolute blast over the last couple weeks, getting connected with the staff, with the players. So as we're going through it, just stay, you know, true to who you are, I think, is the real message. You know, I haven't all the way gone through that. I'm certainly going to be involved on the defensive side, and whether Richard calls it or I call it, we'll kind of move down that road as we go. The biggest part right now is just finding all the unique stuff that goes along for the players. So that's what this offseason is. And for them, let's have the best offseason they've ever had. That's been my message for the players, and that goes for the coaches as well. So as far as Rich and I go in terms of who would be the play caller, we'll push that, you know, further down the line. Yeah, I think pass rushers in general always finding ways to affect the quarterback. And sometimes it's with the guys outside who can cover so well. Sometimes you blitz to do it. But having multiple pass rushers who can keep attacking, trying to get the quarterback to move, that's always at the front of our thinking. So, yeah, it started with Coach, being through his system where we both did it together. It kind of goes way back to our time at the 49ers. And so that's where it really began. There was a guy by the name of Bill McPherson who both Pete and I worked with. That was, the Charles Haley's of the world. That's where this Leo position was created. So through the years, we've had some terrific guys who've done it in Miami. Jason Taylor played it. And, then we had Chris Clemens and Cliff Averill has done it. So that spot, it's a unique one, but a guy who just has speed and length to keep rushing, keep attacking. It's a blast to play that spot. And so we'll find some guys who can do it. Yeah, and that was the one that was most important to me. I knew if I could partner up with a guy and saw it the same and could keep connecting, keep trying to evaluate and keep trying to push to find ways to get better. And so instantly when I met Thomas, this is the guy I'd like to partner up with. So for us to have it connect in that way, it was awesome. No,
Iowa
none at all.
Offensive lineman Brandon Scherf, podium B. Iowa offensive lineman Brandon Scherf, podium B.
No, the biggest thing is my collaboration with him. So it's going to be a total partnership as we go through the whole thing. And like I said, I couldn't be more fired up to connect with him. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Appreciate it.